people cannot be healthy in an unhealthy environment. We have to design the environments to be healthy as much as try to undo past problems to create new and healthier environments as we look into the future. Where we live, the built environment, and what we consume, these are health issues. A good doctor looks at the health of the entire individual, and a good public healther needs to be looking at the health of the entire population. Brains aren't polluted with lead, and each child having 5 to 6 more IQ points, that calculates out in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income for every child. Most of the leadership has not come from scientists, it's not come from doctors, it's not come even from political leaders, it has come from the public themselves. One of the most important tools, especially in a democracy, in dealing with the environment is something we call right to know. There were some radical ideas that we had back then. One was that chemicals that caused birth defects or were pretty powerful cancer causers should not be used in our food. The diseases of the 21st century will be chronic diseases. One of the best things all of us who are baby boomers can do is to exercise. And the exercise that most is the healthiest and safest for humans to do is walking. Automobiles are wonderful, but, you know, we should own them. They shouldn't own us. The developers are discovering as they do polling data on people going in to buy homes in areas that one of the things that people want is an ability to walk, bicycle, exercise, and talk to their neighbors. This loss of social capital and this connectedness is in some ways connected to this epidemic of depression that we are looking at in our society. I've probably studied and learned in this whole area for almost 25 years. And about 4 to 5 years ago, realized that even though I said I did environmental health, I knew nothing about environmental health. I knew a lot about environmental disease. Right now, they do environmental impact reports to see what's going to happen to trees and birds. We do no kind of impact to see what's actually going to happen to communities. The whole food production system puts out almost 4,000 calories a day per American. You have a supposition in your comment, which is that we have a healthcare system, but I don't think, you know, anyone really thinks we do when we have 40 million people uninsured who aren't even getting any care. We've seen a doubling in the rate of asthma in the United States over the last 20, 25 years. Half of our air pollution in most American cities comes from burning fossil fuels to make electricity. And the other half of pollution comes from transportation, cars. We actually put out reports every 2 years profiling the chemicals in the bodies of the American people. We spend about $29 billion a year at the National Institutes of Health creating research. There has been an underinvestment in taking that research out of the laboratory and really making a practical difference in people's lives. A friend of mine is talking about, yes, we think about bioterror, but bioerror is at least as important to be worried about.